piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. You went to the bake-off, the Pillsbury bake-off, back when Ronald Reagan was not even thinking about running for political office.
That's right.
You were pointing out that in that cookbook that came out of that bake-off,
the 10th Pillsbury bake-off,
there were several other really good recipes.
Especially the grand prize winner, a very simple apple recipe, and I think it blew us all away, called Spicy Apple Twists. It's very simple. And I remember some of the contestants grousing about it after they found out who the grand prize winner was, saying, oh, but my mom used to do that with strips of pastry she'd have left over, and she'd wrap it around an apple slice and bake it. Well, Dorothy DeVault took it one step further and turned it into a bona fide dessert.
Oh, really?
And I think that's why they liked it so much. So this was not just strips of pastry wrapped around apple slices, but she made like a sauce that baked with it.
Oh, I see.
And then served it with whipped cream, and it became a dessert unto itself. It's really quite good. I've made it many, many times. It's very simple, John. Two apples, which you peel and cut in quarters and core, and then cut each quarter again in half. So you will have 8 apple slices from each apple, and it'll make 16 apple twists. And then you make your own pastries, because back in the 10th bake-off, flour was the only category, and you had to make your own pastry. Today, of course, you could always go to the grocery store and buy a package of Pillsbury pie crust and then use that to make it. But the pastry recipe here is very simple. As a reminder, the recipe will be up at mtpr.org, so you don't have to write anything down. They always called for sifted flour in those days. Sifted flour, 1.5 cups of flour would weigh 6 ounces if you're going to do it that way. She combined that with 1 teaspoon of salt and then cut in a 1/2 cup of shortening, which would have been Crisco, and then 4 to 5 tablespoons of ice water to turn it into a dough. Now, you could use butter, all butter, instead of Crisco, or you could use 1/2 and 1/2. Make a dough, roll it out into a 16 by 10 inch rectangle, because you'll need 16 strips 10 inches long, 10 by 1. And then you wrap it around each slice, put the slices into a 13 by 9 pan. Brush it with melted butter, a generous amount of melted butter, about 1/3 cup for the 16 slices. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup of sugar and cinnamon. And then you add 3/4 cup of water, and then you bake it for 30 minutes at 450 degrees, hot. And during that time, a sauce forms. And it is quite luscious. The main thing as a takeaway from this show is not necessarily this recipe itself. It's apple season. You go to the supermarket, you've got 12 different varieties now. You want to bake, but you don't know necessarily the particular apples are going to hold up their shape. They're going to be good baking apples. This recipe will let you know very quickly. You could test 5 or 6 different apples. Take a couple of wedges of each, wrap the pastry strips around them, and then they all bake together. It's all a controlled situation. Remember where you put them in your pan. You'll have to have a diagram, and you have to keep the pan in the,
diagram,
in the same orientation. You could do several different varieties. At the end of the baking, then you have a lovely taste test.
You'll know which ones held up.
And you will know which will hold up, and you'll know which flavors you like.
You know, I think that justifies the recipe all by itself.
All by itself, yes.
That's my testing recipe.
And you wouldn't even have to bake it with the sauce. Wrap the strips of dough around the apples, put it on a baking sheet, brush the slices with apple, and sprinkle each with cinnamon sugar, and then bake it. That would be fine. You don't need the sauce to go with it, because you're testing to see how the apples turn out.
That really is sometimes a very curious problem, because you really don't know.
Test your apples.
Keep your eye on it.
Yes.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys.
The Food Guys.